George, I think we'll come to you next. How are you, mate? You good?
Hi, Adam.
You well? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you know something? It's the first time that I've tuned into this.
Yeah. Where have you been, man? I've been here for time, mate. I've been here for about 3 months. Where have you been, George?
I'm just like going through the radio and I've come across it because I used to listen to James Stanage.
All right.
Do you remember him?
I remember James, yeah. I remember what happened and all. Right, go on, yeah.
Right, so it was like, you know, we used to listen to him all the time. But just getting back to that, you know, the shaving of the head thing.
Right at the start, yeah.
And I've been listening to you and you're all for it, and I'm with you, in a sense, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, mate, I genuinely believe there's no consequences. That people can do stuff, and then it's like, oh, we'll just get a slap on the wrist, they'll take my phone off me, nothing will happen. Nobody can touch me, I'm untouchable. There has to be an element of fear. There has to be.
I'm all for that, right? But you know, this bullying thing?
Yeah.
It's a real fine line. I've got six kids, right? Mm-hmm. My oldest is 25, my youngest is 11. Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's like... You know, like, it's something different. You know, like, you've got to be careful how you like go about it, because social media, they're all doing it for other, you know, to get like big up off everybody else and stuff like that. And but to be bullied is horrendous. You know what I mean? Because I had a bit of it myself, but. But what I think is, you know, as a parent, you've got to be careful, because I've heard you, and you're like, you're my worst nightmare as a dad, because you're like, oh, do this and do that, you know, like you're attacking him. Some kids are scared.
Yeah.
You know, they're afraid to confront and tell you. I think you've got to be careful how you approach it. You know, like, I'm talking about the bullied, not the bully.
Right, let's clear it up, because I'm getting a little bit confused. So how we approach... So let's say that your child's being bullied.
Yeah.
How do you go about approaching it?
Well, for first, you've got to, like, make at least be approachable.
Yeah.
You've got to be approachable. If you're coming across as, like, a bit of a hard fellow that won't, you know, say, do this and do that, it's not in some kids...
I know what you mean. From my point of view, maybe I've confused the whole matter, George, right? From my point of view, I've got a three-year-old, I've got one on the way, right?
Right.
So, at this moment in time, everything's hunky-dory, yeah? I love him to bits, and he's my best mate. But I know that at some point, along the line, there's gonna be moments in our relationship where it isn't hunky-dory and we're not best mates, right? Yeah. Because my role as a parent... is to make sure that he becomes a top person in society. That's it. That's how I see it.
100%.
Right?
I'm with you, Adam. Listen, don't get me wrong. I'm with you 100%. Do you know what I mean? I think that girl who made fun of that girl should have been, like, seriously. You know, if it was one of mine, I'd be ashamed of my life.
Yeah.
But I'm from a big family, big Irish family, and the way I've raised my kids, I've never really had to say that to them because they knew.
Yeah.
Don't you ever do that.
That's it. And that's where I'm coming from, because I would anticipate that my boy would already know. That's why I'm getting so angry about it, because if it was him, I'd be so mad, because I would all, because of the way that I think I'm going about parenting, I think I'm going about it the right way. I think that he would already know.
Just a fine line though between fear, do you know what I mean? And like just let them, I've not really had to do much, because from when they were born, they just knew. There's certain things you don't do.
Well, that in itself is what I'm talking about, because there's some that are obviously out there that they think everything's all right. I can do whatever I want. There's no consequences with it. You're describing, even though you don't see it as that fear, you're describing, you've set the boundaries of discipline in your house. So your kids know the crack. Don't they? Just the way that you are. I mean, I said something earlier this morning to a friend of mine, right? Your kids won't take your advice. They don't follow advice. They follow your example. So the way that you are, the way that you go about your business, George, I'm guessing on a day-to-day basis, you're a top geezer, right? So they see you doing your thing and they think, Ah, well, that's how Dad goes about it, so I'm going to go about it that way. Simple as that. If they saw you abusing people, they'd go about abusing people. That's what would happen.
Yeah, but I know good fathers, and the kids are like just
nightmare.
Unbelievable. Do you know what I mean?
What, as in nightmare? They're not good.
Oh, I think you find they are, Adam.
What, the kids?
I've got good friends, yeah, and they're showing off. You know what I mean? All they're doing is showing off. If you put them same people together, if I've got a young lad and another lad, yeah, and he's showing off, if you get them two and put them in a ring or put them in the field and say, go on, 9 times out of 10, the fellow who's getting bullied will bully him.
You've lost me here now. I'm totally lost with what you're saying, George.
I'm saying, you know, like a person is being bullied.
Yeah.
By a lad in front of, like, other lads.
Yeah.
Just showing off.
Yeah.
If you've got the two of them together in a field...
With nobody around.
Yeah, with no one around, the bully wouldn't stand a chance with him.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that.
Absolute no chance.
But I, of course, it is. It's a like you just said. It's a pat on the back thing, isn't it? It's a showing off to your mates situation. That's what it is. Look at me. I'm the big man about town. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think you just got to be careful how you approach it. You know what I mean? Bullying and bullied. Who knows the answer? You know what I mean? I just think it's about raising your kids right and letting them know. Listen, you do that, and that's you're finished. You know what I mean?
Are you? Rearing your kids right, I agree, but there's people that obviously aren't rearing the kids right. Because you're a reflection of your kids, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry, the other way around. The kids are a reflection of you.
We're talking about them. So maybe somebody should have shaved the mother's head off, never mind the child.
Maybe. That's an interesting point, actually.
Shave her head off and the father's.
That's an interesting point. Because my argument is that they are a reflection of you.
No, but do you understand what I'm saying, Adam?
I understand that bit, yeah.
Yeah. Shave the mother's hair, shave the father's hair, the grandfather's and the grandmother's.
Well, I still... Going back to what you said about a couple of minutes ago...
Yeah.
You believe that you've raised your kids right and therefore they would act a certain way anyway. So, but if they didn't, if they did this thing, if they shamed, I don't know... a kid that had cancer because of the treatment that's causing their hair to fall out, then I still believe that that kid needs shaming. I still believe that that kid needs some serious discipline.
Really? Shaving a girl's head off to make a point?
She won't do it again.
Listen, she'll do it again. Listen, all she'll be known as now is Sinead O'Connor, right? She'll just... Her hair will grow back and all the hype about it, and she'll just continue what she's doing. She needs sitting down.
George, I don't think so, mate. I don't think so. Kids don't work like that. I honestly believe in this situation, a 14, 15-year-old girl who's done that to another person needs to be made an example of.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Adam.
Sometimes they do.
Not at all. I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate it. I think you're right in what you're saying. But two wrongs don't make a right.
But in this situation, I guarantee that that girl will not bully again.
Of course she will. Because it's in her. She's a bully. It's in her.
No. No, man. I'm not having that. Listen, it's because like you just said it yourself. Of course they change. Of course they do. I've been bullied, and I've sorted my bully out, and he didn't do it again. Say it again.
I'm 45, right? And I know bullies now.
Yeah, of course you do.
45. 50, 60. Still bullies.
Yeah, but that's not every single one, is it? That's not every... There's bullies out there, right, that you stand up to them, they stop bullying because it's like, it's a power trip. They're looking for that power trip. They're looking for that easy way out. You've just told me that they're cowards.
We're not able to stand up to them. What about people who are afraid of them to stand up to these bullies?
I understand that is a problem.
They stop talking. These people shut down. They stop talking. They don't tell the mother and father.
Yeah.
And they hide it. And next thing you know, they're hanging from a rafter.
I understand that. I understand that is a problem. But that is where I'm going, that the problem is the parent of the bully. You know what I mean? Yeah. What I've been saying earlier on, that parent, if that parent was doing its job right, And I'm strong on this. If the parent was doing its job properly, that kid would not be bullying and making another human being feel like that, yeah, and making them feel aware that they've got to go and take their own life, because that's how serious this can get.
Right, but you're coming across quite forceful, and you'll stop a child telling you.
I don't think I will.
Well, from what I've heard, I think you will, Adam, to be fair. And we've got to be careful with... Listen, if you're coming across that big boys don't cry stuff, I tell you now, you'll find him hanging from...
I'm not saying big boys don't cry stuff. What I'm saying is that you know your kids, I know my kids, right? So yeah. I know how I brought them up. I would expect them to act a certain way in society. So right. If I find out, and my lads or any little lad or little girl, teenager, they're not going to come to you and say, oh, I'm bullying somebody. They're not going to say that. This parent has found out this through social media, through
I'm
a third party.
About the bully.
You're right. Just let me do 2 points, right? So, yeah. So they found this out through social media, right? So yeah. They've decided, right, well, hang on a minute. This is not the way I brought you up. I'm going to sort this out. And that would be my tact. So I've not brought you... I'm not saying that I'm ruling with the iron fist in my house. I'm just saying I brought you up a certain way. I expect you to act a certain way. If I find out that you're not acting that way, you're going to get sorted out. That's how I'm going to operate in this situation.
You're
on the flip
about
side...
You're talking about going around people's houses.
Say that again.
You're talking about going around seeing dads and having kickoffs and stuff.
Absolutely. If some kid knocks
That's
my
illegal,
kid out...
Adam.
You say that again.
That's illegal.
If so, well, put it this way then, right? If some kid knocks your kid out, Sparko, films it and sticks it on the internet, how are you going to deal with that? Call the police.
The police
will do nothing, mate, in that situation.
Yeah, but listen, we can't set the law into our own hands.
I know we can't, but I'm going to do it because that's how I am.
Right. Wow.
What? I'm a parent that's emotionally connected to my son. If I can see that somebody's overstepped the mark with my kid and knocked him out online and making a fun of him and all this type of stuff, you're telling me that you just stand by and phone the police? Not a cat in hell's chance, mate.
Listen, I ring the police and we sort it out properly.
There's no way you do that. You're telling me you won't feel any emotion and you would
Absolutely,
not want to go...
100%. Now listen, and I'm in a position to do that. Do you understand? But I would never do it because it's against the law.
Of course it's against... I know it's against the law, Joy. I'm not disputing that it's against the law, right? I'm talking about the emotion of love that I feel for my kid. Somebody has taken advantage of my kid.
I'm 100% with you. But there's certain things you can't do. You're attacking it like, oh, God, right. And it's not making it right. You're just, like, making it worse by going round, kicking off and all that. How is that child going to go to school... If you go around there, and listen, who knows, you might go around there and get knocked out.
I might do.
Well, listen, there's a big chance of that. And say that happens, you go around there, kicking off, and you get knocked out. How's a child going to go to school? My dad's gone around there, and he's got knocked out.
You're missing my point.
No, I understand your point, but I don't think... It's the way forward. I think we need to get, tell them, rear them properly. Say, look, listen.
Yeah, but George, this is the point. Those kids that are knocking kids out and filming it and sticking it online, they are not being reared. They're not being raised properly.
I'm not sticking up for them, Adam.
But by not doing anything, you are allowing them to get away. They'll sit there laughing their heads off it. Oh, we'll do it to some other kid now. That were brilliant. We got a lot of likes on that, didn't we? That got a lot of shares.
What I'm saying, the answer is not going round and knocking their dad out.
Did I say that I was going to go round and knock him out?
No, but you were going to go round. You mentioned something earlier about doing something similar.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I can only speak for myself. Yeah, and I know that I am. And I'm telling you now, right, the majority of people listening to this right now, there is no way whatsoever that they would stand by and allow their kid to be knocked out, filmed online, to be the laughing stock of the planet, to be an innocent victim in all this. There's no way that they just stand by and go, all right, I'll just ring the police on that.
I'm with you, but you don't go around to the house.
Why?
It's illegal.
What? To go around to the house and have it out with somebody and make them aware of what their kid's
illegal.
Just done to
that's
my kid?
Taking the law into your own hands.
Why is that illegal? Knocking on someone's door and saying, listen, mate, I want to show you something. I'm going to show you this online now and you tell me how that makes you feel. What happens next might be illegal when I find out what their response is to that.
Okay, Adam, listen. What would the legal things, take ourselves out of it. If that happened, yeah, and your son was knocked out and he was filmed, what would be the legal procedure for that?
What do you mean, what would be the legal procedure?
You'd call the police.
I am talking... Listen, mate, right? You're missing it. I am talking about my kid. Somebody that I've raised up to be a good human being, right?
Yeah.
They don't deserve to be victimised like that. Exactly. It is my responsibility to protect them. I don't care about the phoning the police. I don't care, mate. Somebody's knocked my kid out. So I am going to sort that problem out myself.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I'm with you, but there's...
You're not with me! You're not with me. You're telling me that it's illegal. It's not illegal to go around to... If I find out who their parents is, of that kid that's hit my kid, right, I can go around to their house, knock on the door and say, here, mate, I want to show you something. This is what your lad's getting up to in his spare time. Bang.
Right.
There's the video. Watch the video, right? Watch the video. So now you're watching the video. What happens next, yes, is important, because it's down to how that person then reacts to that video. If they turn around to me and laugh... Then it's on, right? Because that will get me going. And yeah, I might get myself in a lot of trouble. I might do. But if that person then turns around to me and says, do you know something, mate? This is absolutely disgusting. We're going to sort this out. The issue then is down to that parent. We've heard lots of people speaking tonight about, well, they might not know what their kids are up to. And they might. But they might not. They might have brought their kid up to be a good person like I brought my kid up to be a good person. But then they might not know what has happened on that particular video. If I bring it to their attention, they then... can sort their kid out. And that is what this is down to, isn't it?
Listen, if anybody touched my child, I'll be straight round there.
Right, now you're on my now you're on my side.
Listen, it's not the law. You can't do that. You can't go round. If you go round there and there's a kick-off, you're in trouble. You've gone knocked on his door. You've like, put it to him. And then that's the finish of it. You get knocked out, and that's the finish of it.
James,
you can't
listen.
Do that. You contact the authorities.
George, listen, right? You're contradicting yourself now. You just said that you're on with me. If somebody took your child, you'd be round there. That's all I'm saying.
I would be straight round there, but that's not the way things are. You can't do that anymore.
I know. Listen, I appreciate it's illegal if I get into an altercation, right? But you've just said yourself, if somebody touches your child, you're going round and sorting that out.
Yeah, but I can't. Not now. Not these days. You can't do it. I'd love to do that. I'd go around and I'd, like, murder everyone in the house. Is that what you want? You can't do it. You can't do it, Adam.
You're contradicting yourself now.
You're on the radio, right?
You're contradicting yourself.
You're talking about going around to people's houses.
You just gone and said, I'll go around to somebody's house and murder them.
Who am I? I'm just talking to you. I'm not a radio host.
Yeah, but I'm just a normal geezer hosting a radio show. You're just a normal geezer. You're a parent, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're parents.
100%.
We're speaking as parents. That's what we're speaking as.
Yeah, but you think that's a dumb thing? So anyone who's getting bullied, go out of the house. Mob handed.
George, you're blowing this out of proportion now. I will switch you off, mate, because you're doing my head in. Listen to what I am saying, right? No, I am not saying, if you're getting bullied, let's go to the house and mob handed. I am talking about a viral video online, mate, about somebody getting knocked out. If that was your kid getting knocked out, you would go and deal with it. Wouldn't you?
Listen,
would you go and deal with it?
Cut me off. Listen.
Would you go and deal with it?
Hey, listen. I want the police to listen to this. You're talking about going around to people's houses.
Would you go and deal with it?
Are you cheating me or something?
Would you go and deal with it, George? George is gone. George has bottled the conversation.